This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens has died. He served on the bench from 1975 to 2010, passing away yesterday at 99. Late yesterday, when the news came down of his passing, candidate and former Vice President Joe Biden was at a campaign event in Iowa, and he said of Stevens,
"He understood that, the most important thing about being in the court is being prepared to listen with an open mind to the litigants before them, and I thought he was a fine man."
The U.S. House passing a resolution condemning President Trump's controversial tweets about four female Democrats in Congress. But those tweets only seem to be increasing his support among Republicans. A Reuters poll finds Trump's support by Republicans now at 72%, up from 67% last week. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Accounts for many Sprint customers compromised through a Samsung website. There are reports that Sprint sent letters to affected customers telling them about it after it was discovered last month. Sprint confirming the breach to tech website Gizmodo, saying credit card and social security numbers were not compromised as they're encrypted. President Trump suggesting to reporters yesterday the latest round of trade talks with China isn't going so well, and he may impose more tariffs.
We have a long way to go as far as tariffs with China is concerned if we want. We have another $325 billion that we can put a tariff on if we want. We're talking to China about a deal, but I wish they didn't break the deal that we had.
A golf ball blamed for the death of a six-year-old Utah girl. Police say she was in a golf cart when her dad teed off on Monday. The ball struck her in the back of the head about 20 yards away, and she later died of her injuries. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Police in Washington arresting 11 people for entering ICE headquarters in the nation's capital as protesters were in the streets yesterday rallying against ICE and recent raids on immigrant families. Officials arrested the protesters for unlawfully entering the building in downtown Washington. Californians worried after a series of earthquakes rumbled across the state. Within 13 minutes yesterday, there were two of them that shook the San Francisco Bay Area. Also, another quake reported near Ridgecrest, which is where the two major quakes opened cracks in the earth earlier this month. There have been reports and rumors that Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross may be on his way out soon, as in President Trump may fire him. Ross says,
"Well, I was in a trip with the president last Friday. We were in Milwaukee. Was at the cabinet meeting, of course, yesterday, and here I am on TV today. I think you ought to go by facts, not by rumors on some other network."
Reports about Ross began after the Commerce Department was told by a judge it had not provided a proper justification for adding the citizenship question to the 2020 census that President Trump wants to see. And it's only July, but retailer Kohl's is already hiring seasonal help for the holidays hoping it will fill an early wave of seasonal positions at 500 stores. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we've got a country to save, and thank you for joining in, because if this is going to happen, ladies and gentlemen, it requires all of us, as you can tell, and you can't be fearful. You know, you got to go for it. You know, just like our founding fathers, I mean, look at what they laid on the line. And right now, we do have a bit of a philosophical divide, I guess, to put it mildly. We're talking ideology. We really are at the crossroads of socialism and free markets and capitalism. And so who are we going to choose? What are we going to go for? And just because the voices of those for socialism are very loud and getting a lot of coverage from the mainstream media, thank you very much, it doesn't necessarily make them right just based on the volume. You've heard me talk about this before. But all it requires is for people of reason and faith to cower and to allow them to take over this country and to reinvent, this great American experiment into what? You know, it was not that long ago that we had a former president said that he was going to fundamentally transform this country. Well, I tell you, he got pretty close. And the remnants of some of that transformation still, I would say, linger in the inner belly and in the deep state of our country. That's what we're dealing with right now. And when President Trump gets frustrated and says, look it, you know, I know some people probably heard it as a love it or leave it kind of thing. But, you know, this is a businessman. And what businessmen do, you know, when we lay out a vision, let me know when we get Julio Rivera on, okay? I think we're still trying to get, okay, we'll keep working on it, see what we can do here. Julio Rivera is a Puerto Rican, and he's the editorial director for ReactionaryTimes.com, and he's kind enough to carry a recent commentary in ReactionaryTimes.com. You can go there and read it. He's a small business consultant and featured columnist at Newsmax, LiveZet, and the Washington Times. So we'll connect with him in a minute, because there's a lot to talk about, not only about what I wrote about and kind of what I'm alluding to here right now, but also some current things that are taking place in Puerto Rico that you may have heard about regarding Governor Rosello. But as I was saying, you know, getting back to the original point here, is that we have this tension that's taking place. And it's okay. I got to tell you, I think the free market and capitalism is strong enough. We have enough history. There's enough empirical evidence to withstand a challenge of socialism, just as there's much history about socialism. Now, just because people, yes, they have a right, you know, to their own opinions, but the facts are the facts. And when you look back historically on the history of socialism, there's not one country. Name me a country. And please, don't come up with, you know, some, you know, tell me Sweden, you know. But, I mean, come up with a country that really has bought in totally into socialism that has anything to offer. That can say, hey, look, it, we have, you know, you need to exchange capitalism for socialism. because we're so great. Look at all these great things that we have done. But sadly, a big part of socialism is a lot of people die under socialism. A lot of people are oppressed. And you've heard me say this before, is we end up getting into the area of mediocrity. And I just can't imagine. I can't imagine living a mediocre existence. Of course, that's me, all right? Maybe you have your own standards and your own way, and I'm not saying mine's the only way. It's just the way I was raised. You can blame my father for that, a World War II Army veteran who served in the European theater with General Patton at the Battle of the Bulge. And kind of amazing that, and here he is, he raised nine kids and dozens, let me tell you, dozens of grandkids and great-grandchildren as well. And that was the work ethic that he taught us, you know, to be proud of our country, our family, serve our family and our country, to work hard and, you know, and provide for our families. And what a legacy. And a lot of us were raised with those kind of values. And so right now they're being challenged. And it's like, okay, don't cower, all right? If you cower and you want to remain silent, then you give bigger voice and expanse to, you know, to these ideas that want to challenge capitalism. It's okay. You know, it can handle it. You know, we can take the challenge on. But we don't need to be mean-spirited about it. We just need to be sympathetic. And I think that in part, and I can appreciate, again, as a businessman, you know, when you have people in your organization, you want people to be in lockstep, okay, that we all agree on what the mission, what it is that we're trying to accomplish right now. And this is what's lacking a bit in our country, is that for the sake of, the sake of the other side and ideology, it's like it's okay to disrespect America. It's okay to disrespect the inherent and core values of our country, including our flag. Again, the flag is big enough, it's got enough history, it can handle it. Even the Supreme Court, much to some of our dismay, says, look, it's okay, you can go ahead and burn the flag. But understand that when you burn the flag with it, you are bringing back into play the ashes of those that paid the ultimate price for you to be able to burn the flag. And many of us find that to be disrespectful. And it breaks our heart that you would do that to things that represent our country. Again, no one is claiming perfection. We're humanoids, okay? We all make mistakes. Like maybe the mistake you may be making right now in disrespecting these core values of this great country as we see it. And what will make it greater is the disparate viewpoints. And this includes, you know, the captain of the soccer team. You know, her voice needs to be heard here. All voices need to be heard. But let's understand what we're going for. Again, e pluribus unum. What is the unum here? What is the unum that e pluribus is all the differential viewpoints. But we all, at the end of the day, we come to one thing. We come to say that, look at the machinations, the methods, the instrument for freedom and a higher calling and realization of humanity this side of heaven is under this system, quite possibly. I don't know of any better. But if we understand that, and that's where we're going, okay, let's make it better. You know, let's take care of these problems once and for all. Why are we dragging, you know, these issues of slavery around? I say dragging, you know, look, let it go. I mean, let it go. And of course, easy for me to say, you know, I've had to deal with a bit of prejudice in my lifetime, certainly to varying degrees. And there are varying degrees of prejudice and, you know, amounts of prejudice that some have dealt with. Americans, citizens in this country that had to deal with. It's disgusting. So what are we going to do? Are we going to sit there and just labor over this over and over again? Or are we going to move on? And in the words of, I believe, still, you know, the champion for Black America, and I think for all America, is Martin Luther King, who said, look at, we've got to be measured by what's inside, not outside. By the content of our character, not by the color of our skin. Because we're Americans at the end of the day. And how can we make America better? What are you doing? JFK said. You know, it's not about the country for you, but it's about you for the country. What are you contributing? What are you doing to service this country so that we can be a better America? That's the opportunity. And that's what I'd love to see happen, even with the four freshman Democrats that are causing a little bit of a challenge right now. Hey, but we're big enough and we're strong enough, and we can make this work if we focus on the unum of our basic principles. Stay with us. We got more.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Julio Rivera is going to join us. Yes, Puerto Rican descent, editorial director for ReactionaryTimes.com. He's carrying our latest commentary that you've got to check out. Go to ReactionaryTimes.com. He is a small business consultant, featured columnist at Newsmax.com, LiveZet, and the Washington Times. Couple things, you know, to talk about. Now we're going to talk about the commentary that I shared with him that he's put up on Reactionary Times. or talk about some of the issues you may have heard that Puerto Rico has been dealing with. Governor Ricardo Rosello is feeling some heat right now. You know, there's some, you know, you think we got issues of tweets. There were some emails that got exposed. And, okay, Julio, let's bring you on here. I was just telling the folks about Governor Rosello, a little bit of heat that he's been dealing with. I mean, here Trump's dealing with tweets, but the governor's dealing with some, you know, some emails that got exposed, right?
Yeah, you know what? Actually, I was not completely aware of the emails as you're bringing them up now.
Okay.
Actually, looking at it right now, so why don't you go ahead and give us...
Well, basically, there was, you know, some emails went back and forth within his group, even that weren't very, let's say... very complimentary towards the mayor, you know, who has gotten a lot of notoriety. In fact, there was even a statement that one of the officials said, maybe I should shoot her up, and, you know, kind of almost threatening an assassination move. And he commented back in this thread of emails, yeah, that would do me, you'd be doing me a favor. And go, oh, my God, this has gotten a...
But wow.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I'm looking at it now.
Yeah.
It says here, according to a report here, that they were obscene, sexist, homophobic remarks about women, political opponents, journalists, and all kinds of people. So
it was equal opportunity. They got everybody.
But didn't Rosello say that he wanted to punch Donald Trump in the face couple of months back over the Puerto Rico handling? I mean, this guy's unhinged.
Yeah, he's and amazing, too, because then, what was it? Was it shortly after or shortly before? Then he's meeting with the president, all kissy and whatever, you know, because he knows that, look, Trump is a businessman. This is a business issue. And you and I have talked about this before. You know, we feel bad for all that Puerto Rico has been subject to. But no doubt there's been some corruption, and they're still dealing with the effects of Hurricane Maria and a $74 billion debt crisis. I mean, they're really backed up into the corner. So unless there's something, you know, to where, you know, somebody really moves in to, you know, to get this on track, boy, you know, this is going to continue, and God forbid there be another hurricane that comes through Puerto Rico.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that I deal with on a daily basis. My mother is still there, still living there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're just one Category 2 and up hurricane from being back in the Stone Age, just like they were last time. PREPA, the Puerto Rico Electric Power Authority, hasn't taken the appropriate steps to shore up and hurricane-proof the power grid. So it's basically, you know, basically they put it back together again in essence, you know, with duct tape, let's say,
right,
metaphorically.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not prepared for the long haul. It's unfortunate. You know, I mean, I've always said that because of the tax credits in Puerto Rico, the 4% corporate tax, it's time that, you know, private investors go in there and they just get PREPA out of business and bring in somebody, maybe, you know, in coordination with, you know, Washington, D.C. I mean, listen, I'm a conservative. The last thing I ever want to do is have Washington, D.C. running, you know, things on a local level. But
right,
in the case of Puerto Rico, it's almost necessary.
They need help. Yeah, they need help, and they need to have the right people there. They don't need to have the Clintons there because the Clintons didn't help. You know, that's the problem with some of these ideologues. They come in and they're like a bunch of vultures. They see all this public money coming into play, and that would be 10 for them, 1 for you. It doesn't work that way. You know, we need to have somebody who wants to come in and really serve the people of Puerto Rico and really get this thing back on track. Because like you said, I mean, even a Category 1 would be devastating. You know, I mean, for all the steps forward that we've been trying to make there, you know, what would this do to them? And you say a 2 or a 3 stone? I mean, you're kidding me. I mean, this is pathetic. I mean, you got your mom. You got relatives there. I mean, there's others, you know. I mean, these are these are fellow humanoids, you know, that we need to help out here. But I think there has to be that sense of urgency, and that's what I, you know, in part what I wrote about, Julio, in the commentary that you picked up at reactionarytimes.com, is that we got to get off this partisan bickering and get about the people's business, because we got serious issues, whether it's Puerto Rico, whether it's our own infrastructure, whether it's the border, we've got infringement by outside entities, existential threats, whether it's Russia or China, and meanwhile we've got ideologues on the Beltway that want to argue and discuss what is racist, what's not racist, and you know, President Trump's latest tweets.
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. You know, I had the opportunity, and again, I have to say to your listeners, check out that piece by Bill Martinez at reactionarytimes.com. It's still, you know, on the main headline. Listen, I watched CNN for about 2 hours, you know, in the subsequent to that press conference that was held by, you know, AOC, you know, Ilhan Omar and the others. It was absolutely ridiculous the way that they're framing this, that it's a foregone conclusion that the president is racist. You know, racism is basically a vehicle that they're using to basically, you know, to pin on anyone that gets into their way politically. But
exactly.
Remember the whole Ralph Northam, the whole Virginia political crisis? Remember that?
That got vaporized, right?
It got vaporized, but you know why it got vaporized? Because of the Virginia line of succession. You know, if the lieutenant governor was in trouble himself because of allegations of sexual assault against them, and then the attorney general, there was only three statewide elected officials in the state of Virginia, and the three of them are Democrats. So, and then the attorney general had his own blackface scandal.
Right.
So, you know, racism is a big deal to Democrats until it costs them power. Because the fact of the matter was, if those three men would have resigned, then Chris Cox, who is, I guess, the Speaker of the Virginia House,
right,
and the next highest elected official in the state of Virginia, is a Republican. So it would have swung power, the governorship, to the Republican Party. So, you know, racism and standards of decency and treating people in a certain way and speaking with respect and blah, 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 it's all a blow to you know what, because they only care about it until it's going to cost them power, Bill.
Well, kind of amazing. Again, the clear contrast. Look what happened with, you know, Alex Acosta. You know, this whole issue. Within a week, he's resigned. I mean, there's Democrats, like you say, you know, perfect case in point, what's happening in Virginia. There's been other people in the, you know, on the Beltway in Congress, on the Democratic side, they're allowed to get away with murder. Amazing the things that they're able to get away with. And Republicans, man, they're out looking for a new job within a week.
Exactly. Like, we can sit here and talk about Robert Burt, who was the exalted Cyclops of the Ku Klux Klan.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a senior member of Democratic leadership under Bill Clinton in the 90s. And, I mean, he's somebody that Hillary Clinton herself called the conscience of the Senate. You know, so this is literally the type of people that they had in a major leadership position. Look at right now, Joe Biden, right? Joe Biden. Segregationist Joe Biden.
Right.
And then one of his senior members of his staff is Simone Sanders, one of his senior advisors, who was the former communications spokesperson for the Bernie Sanders campaign. Simone Sanders said that we don't need white people leading the Democrat Party. So it's not only the whites in the Democrat Party that are racist, it's the blacks. And it's always used as a vehicle of convenience. Whenever you want to attack somebody, if you have an illogical argument that you can't win based on facts, point to your opponent and call him a racist.
Exactly. It's that powerful weaponized word of invalidation is what we've called it, Julio. You know, if I can get you to shut up, then, you know, that does it right away. Julio Rivera on Bill Martinez. Julio, as always, appreciate it. Be safe out there. And prayers for Mom. We pray for the best for Puerto Rico, okay?
Thank you so much, Bill. And, again, thank you for your piece at ReactionaryTime.com.
Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards and your mortgage, but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts, and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Fund Corporation is a direct lender, and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now, 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Give them a call right now, 800-700-8068.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens has died. He served on the bench from 1975 to 2010, passing away yesterday at 99. Late yesterday, when the news came down of his passing, candidate and former Vice President Joe Biden was at a campaign event in Iowa, and he said of Stevens,
"He understood that, the most important thing about being in the court is being prepared to listen with an open mind to the litigants before them, and I thought he was a fine man."
The U.S. House passing a resolution condemning President Trump's controversial tweets about four female Democrats in Congress. But those tweets only seem to be increasing his support among Republicans. A Reuters poll finds Trump's support by Republicans now at 72%, up from 67% last week. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
Bill Martinez, live.
Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, Congress is at it once again. I don't know if you read about this, but they've recently introduced legislation titled the Raise the Wage Act. Now, it sounds kind of harmless, right? All things that come from the Beltway are harmless. And then you get all these unintended consequences. I don't know if you're aware, but that would increase the federal minimum wage from $7.25 to $15 per hour by 2024. It didn't sound bad, but it would index it to the median wage growth thereafter, eliminating the tip credit. Okay, now you got to catch this. I know it sounds a little confusing, but this confusion is going to be all kinds of problems for you and for the people that it will directly affect. $15 in New York is not $15 in Alabama, I think we'll all agree. So one-size-fits-all approach to this issue could severely cripple restaurants, leading to job losses, shift reductions, and even closing. The bill also eliminates the tip credit, where current tipped employees average $19 to $25 per hour. Now, if the tip credit ends, employees will likely earn less than now. Well, Steve Dannon, who's the Senior Vice President of Public Affairs at the National Restaurant Association, is here to break it down for us. Steve, welcome to the show. How are you?
Doing very well, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Well, this is important. You know, we're talking, the country's been, you know, talking about $15 an hour for a long time. And when the government gets in, all they think about is this one size fits all issue, because that's the only way it seems that, you know, that their brains operate, without considering the ramifications that we'll have for those where it doesn't fit.
Bill, you're 100% correct. As you stated so articulately, $15 in New York is not $15 in Alabama. For most of our states, you'll be doubling the minimum wage. What does this mean to small business? What does it mean to restaurants? Restaurants are the second largest private sector in America. We're the backbone of every American community. Everybody has their favorite restaurant.
Exactly.
And it will fundamentally change the way business is conducted. A lot of these small businesses are going to have to raise their prices in order to be able to compete. Some may even have to close their doors. But as you mentioned, the tipping, when Washington, D.C. tried to eliminate tips, Maine, Michigan, New Mexico, the servers of those states stepped up and said, we want to keep our tips. For a lot of folks, as you mentioned, they could make more than $26 an hour serving as a server. And to go ahead and to cut their income tremendously is going to have a significant impact on their family. We really do need a common sense approach to this.
Exactly. Well, explain to our audience, we got so excited in jumping into the problem here, but I want people to understand what the Raise the Wage Act is all about.
Well, basically what it will do, as you mentioned, would eliminate the tip credit, and then the federal minimum wage will go to $15. The nonpartisan, independent Congressional Budget Office just came out last week and said that H.R. 582, which is the Raise the Wage bill, mm-hmm. we do need your listeners to call in other members of Congress, said that this bill could eliminate up to 3.7 million local jobs. That's 3.7 million local jobs. Bill, one in three Americans get their first job in the restaurant industry.
Exactly.
Those soft skills of handling money, showing up to work on time, are basic fundamental skills that can make them successful for life. If this bill goes through, and say it goes through the Senate and the president signed this bill, it will have a devastating impact on small business in areas like Arizona, Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia. Again, New York and California are its own different world. Mm-hmm. And this is a very flawed bill, and it's going to have a lot of consequences if this should pass.
Well, you would think after this assessment by CBO that this would stop it in its tracks. You know, fortunately, and I don't want people to take anything for granted here, Steve, and that is that, you know, reason seems to run a little bit different than the House. And if it's not stopped there, then certainly a president that has been a job-creating president, I don't think he's going to sit idly allowing, you know, 3 million jobs to be vacated out of this flawed bill. But we can't take that for granted. So your call to action to we the people is pertinent and important at this time, and that is that we need to let our politicians know that this is unacceptable. You know, this go ahead.
Bill, this is our government. Every individual in every community should contact their member of Congress and tell them to vote no on H.R. 582. It's going to end up being a job-killing bill in the long run. And what's really sad is, you know, again, with the loss of potentially 3.7 million local jobs, the bill that was intended to help these individuals will actually eliminate a lot of them.
Well, once again, it's our government at work, and it is our government, ladies and gentlemen, as Steve said. This is the government of for by we the people, which commands us to get involved here. I mean, this thing will devastate, you know, as you say, family-owned businesses, restaurants, you know, dare I say, local communities. I mean, can you imagine what this will do to even your local community, Steve?
Bill, you look at restaurants. Restaurants invest in little leagues. They're involved in the basic life of our cities. And what's really sad, and a lot of people may not realize, the margins for restaurants are razor thin, 3 to 5%. That's the margin in most restaurants. 90% of all restaurants are small, local, family-owned restaurants. So, yeah, the negative impacts will be tremendous if this bill is to become law.
Well, obviously, the National Restaurants Association's position is clear on this, Steve. And, you know, we just have to mount up an army here against this insane concept. But, see, this is the problem that we have in our country, the sentiment right now. And it's, you know, a bit socialistic based. And, you know, this has been a rallying cry for the left for quite a while. You know, $15 minimum wage and without really even considering. I mean, it sounds good on the surface, but when you have to consider the ramifications and how this is going to affect, I mean, you know, in some businesses, you know, going to $15 an hour, you know, it's a minor model change within the company. But for a restaurant, I mean, you basically are going to have to reinvent the entire modeling for the restaurant, will you not?
Oh, there's no question about it. The business model, especially in what we call casual dining, fine dining, where servers work, where you make tips, you're going to see a lot of restaurants change their model, and that's going to impact the livelihood of these individuals who are working to provide for their families. Some are working to put themselves through college, like I did when I was at San Diego State. I worked at a restaurant to put myself through college. It will fundamentally impact their quality of life. And so it really is, again, imperative for Bill, for your listeners, to call the members of Congress and say, hey, you know, it's too fast, too soon. One size does not fit all.
Right.
And, you know, at the end of the day, but, you know, $15, when they came up with that number, there was no economic studies behind it.
Right.
It was just a soundbite. So to say that another, you know, member of Congress says, well, why doesn't it be $20 an hour?
Exactly.
And so this is what's a very, very big concern. And again, you know, it should be left to the states. They know the economic realities from the individual regions, what their small businesses could handle. And look, our employees are our greatest assets. It is a stepping stone for a broader future for those that are in the industry. 9 out of 10 people who start in the industry become managers and so forth. So there's a tremendous amount of opportunity, and you're going to cut that opportunity from right under the feet from a lot of individuals who are really just hardworking Americans.
Exactly. And Steve, as you said earlier, and I want people to grasp this, is that there's empirical evidence that says that this is a bad bill. Even a recent University of New Hampshire survey finds that nearly three quarters of U.S.-based economists oppose a federal minimum wage of $15 per hour. So, I mean, this isn't even close, Steve.
Bill, you know what? The Congressional Budget Office said it all last week. I mean, why would anybody want to support, especially when we're trying to get our economy, you know, up and running, and the president's done a good job with this, and he should get credit for that. But you're talking about eliminating up to 3.7 million local jobs. It's a flawed bill.
Well, without a doubt. Steve Dannon, Senior Vice President of Public Affairs at the National Restaurant Association. Steve, where can they go for more information?
You can either go to our website, restaurant.org, would be a great way to get some additional information.
This report is brought to you by Crescent Tools. Most toolboxes contain a crescent wrench, which tradesmen and DIYers have trusted for more than a century. But what many call a crescent wrench isn't always the real deal. The reason? True crescent wrenches are made by Crescent Tools, which started producing the adjustable wrench in 1907. However, few realize that Crescent is the brand, not the tool. Nor do they understand that Crescent makes more than just wrenches. Brendan Walsh, Director of Product Management at Crescent Tools.
What a person thinks is a crescent wrench may just be an adjustable wrench, and there's a difference. We've innovated the crescent wrench to meet the needs of today's tool user and have expanded to offer a solid crew of tools in addition to wrenches.
While wrenches are their signature products, Crescent manufactures 2,800 tools, including files, snips, storage cabinets, and measuring tapes, establishing Crescent Tools as one of the most respected professional hand tool brands in the world. So, the next time you reach into your toolbox, check to see if it's actually a crescent wrench or an imposter. For more information, visit www.crescenttool.com.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you
do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. We've got lots to talk about with the senior editor at The Stream. Rachel Alexander joins us, a political columnist and founder and editor of The Intellectual Conservative. She's also a contributor to townhall.com. Rachel, good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, Rachel, I got to talk to you. I mean, we were going to talk about the Betsy Ross flag, how this is seen to have caused problems for America, a flag that's been around forever, been a iconic figure, you know, for all that America stands for. Suddenly it's a problem. Suddenly it almost seems like anything that's red, white, and blue is a problem for and I want to underline this to make sure people understand, a small percentage, but a loud percentage of Americans these days.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. You know, we're seeing this Colin Kaepernick, you know, convince Nike not to issue a tennis shoe that has this the Betsy Ross flag on it because he associates it with slavery, which is ridiculous if you know, would use a standard like that, because there are so many things that you could associate with the slavery era that have nothing to do with slavery.
Exactly.
That's not like it having anything to do with slavery. You know, that was about the revolution.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, to get rid of these, you know, patriotic symbols because, you know, one guy, you know, and maybe some white supremacists might associate it with something negative, you're getting rid of so many things in our history.
Well, and that's the dangerous part, is you start eliminating parts of our history. At what expense? I mean, if you consider nations and empires before America, that's what they did. They started eliminating these icons of their history, things that caused them to remember, monuments, memorials that were important, that helped define the culture, to help remind the culture of where it was, and conversely, what it had become.
Yeah, you know, and look how far it could go, you know, white supremacists, the KKK, likes to use crosses to burn them. So does that mean we're going to have to dismantle all of Arlington National Cemetery, where you've got little white crosses on every grave?
Exactly. No, it's been absurd. But the overall, I guess maybe the underlying sentiment of all this that comes into focus, and of course created a lot of current controversy right now, has to do with American patriotism, on how people look at this country. And for some reason, in the name of the First Amendment, it seems that, you know, there's no longer a respect for the red, white, and blue. That, you know, people can say whatever they want, and God forbid you say anything back, because if you do, then you're a racist, right?
Yeah, that's what they're calling us, racist and fascist. And, you know, we're seeing more of these flag burnings by Antifa, and anyone who is wearing, you know, some patriotic colors risks being, you know, subject to violence by these people.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing that's interesting, I mean, you and I, we craft in words, and words have meaning. And when you hear congresswomen speaking in the manner in which they speak, I mean, their language is racist, but they don't see it, because they're only focusing on their own personal lens. But, you know, God forbid that we would make any announcement to say, hey, look, you're being racist, you know, by making the statements that you make and bringing up, you know, women of color. Why is it women of color? Why isn't it just women?
Yeah, they want to put everybody into identity group politics. That's what the left's trying to do, and they want to treat us separately and not as, you know, equal, as all equal individuals. And it's a dangerous, you know, route once you go down that, because you start putting people in order, in hierarchies. Mm-hmm. And, you know, white men are always going to be at the bottom in their system. And, you know, and you've got all these other special interest groups competing, you know, which one gets the most attention, which one gets the most benefit.
Exactly.
They end up fighting with each other.
Well, and that's what they started to do. And Trump took a bullet for Nancy Pelosi in saying that, you know, she's not racist. I don't think she's racist any more than Donald Trump's racist. But they're now, you know, the language is flying about accusations, and what the left uses and throws the race card out there. And of course, we've seen this happen for decades now. It is a form of weaponization to invalidate your speech, because you're not welcome to the conversation.
Yeah, you're not allowed to have an opinion if you're a white male, because, you know, you wouldn't understand, you know, and so anything you say is probably going to be perceived as racist. And I just find it interesting how you now have these, you know, young congresswomen in office who are calling Pelosi and Biden racist. I mean,
right.
The Democrat Party is really imploding.
They really are. And the thing is, you know, you look at them, but also you listen to what even Joe Biden is saying on the campaign trail. He's desperate. It's almost like, oh, my, you guys need to really call time out on yourselves. And Nancy Pelosi, you know, just saying that President Trump's only interested in making America white again. It's never been white. What is she talking about?
Yeah, they're trying to compete with, far left young women congressmen for calling other people racist. And it's just this vicious cycle. It's not going to go anywhere, you know. And, yeah, make America white again. America has been a diverse country, you know, for years and years now. And we've got all kinds of nationalities since the beginning of the country.
Exactly. That's why I'm just saying it's so ludicrous. I mean, you might give a pass to some young people, you know, even though you got to, and I understand this is what Rand Paul and this is what the minority leader in the House, Kevin McCarthy, has addressed, and that is that, look, if you're going to be an elected official, it comes with responsibility. And some civility and restraint. You can't be running around so recklessly, you know, for lots of reasons. And, you know, right now, as you say, the Democratic Party seems to be imploding on itself. And, you know, we're watching this, but meanwhile, like any other implosion, always there are unintended consequences, and there's going to be some collateral damage as a result of it. That's what concerns me, Rachel.
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing it in the form of this escalating violence and, you know, this encouraging of violence on the Democratic side. It's just going to get worse, I predict it. The only good thing is I think it's going to help Donald Trump win re-election, because the Democratic Party is in such a disarray fighting against each other. There's a lot of normal Democrats that are like, you know, we're fed up. We've had enough. We don't want to be this fractured party of identity politics. And so I think we're going to see a lot of people turn to Trump.
Well, how do they compete with someone that has been, you know, resisted at every angle? You've had these ridiculous witch hunt Mueller investigations, special counsel investigations that have taken place. They've done everything they can to have blocked any kind of effort that the president would want to do on behalf of the American people. But in spite of all that, we have a 3.2 GDP economy that is absolutely robust, low unemployment in every sector, women, blacks, Hispanics, go right on down the line. I mean, it's one victory after another. Stock market at record levels right now, even as we're talking, Rachel. I mean, how do you come up against that? And I think that's why President Trump said, with all these wins that you're having, how do you fire the guy who's bringing you to the dance?
Yeah, and especially considering, since he's under siege, he's accomplished a lot, too.
Exactly.
You know, he pulled off these illegal immigrant raids over the weekend, like he said he was going to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, and speaking of the illegal immigrants, you also wrote an article that I wanted to address with you, and that is, why is it? Why do Democrats want illegal immigrants counted in the 2020 census?
Yeah, I mean, what's going on there is the more people that are counted in your state, the more electoral votes you get, and you also get more members of Congress. And so with the way our electoral system is, there's certain states that are going to, you know, tip the balance of the elections. And so in these states that are the swing states, they want more illegal immigrants. And, you know, you'll see it, for example, in California. Mm-hmm. California, you know, would be a big prize to win. And the more electoral votes you get, the more likely the race is going to tip to the Democrats.
Yeah. And how many more representatives do they get in the House? I think already it's estimated somewhere like 4 or 5, maybe 6 that they've got right now.
No, they've got a ton. So it really is an argument why we need to change the electoral college system and go to a national popular vote, because the Democrats are just going to try to get more illegal immigrants voting to get more electoral votes in all these swing states.
I thought it was quite interesting that their argument, they went along with, the SCOTUS decision, that, it had to do with reapportionments and, you know, this sort of thing. And of course, this happens, whether it's Democrat or Republican. And here you've got in California, I mean, that's the big project for the former Attorney General, Eric Holder, is it not?
Yes. It's pretty despicable, you know, what's been going on there. And I will say this, even if California isn't a swing state, if you can just get more electoral votes, that can counteract losing some of these 20 states.
Mm-hmm.
So their plan is genius to get more electoral votes.
Exactly. Well, it has been manipulation, and I thought it was quite interesting, again, SCOTUS's decision. It was almost like, okay, we're taking a snapshot of where it sits right now and what an advisor counseled the president and the administration about, and they said, well, wait a minute, that's a foul. Well, wait a minute, I don't understand why that's a foul. I think that's just the way politics is played, is that you're looking to say, okay, we want to try to, in a sense, even though it looks like on the surface at a snapshot that it was like Republicans were taking advantage, well, I looked at it and said, no, I think what the Republicans were doing was leveling the playing field, because the Democrats had done things to manipulate the playing field and put it in their advantage. And now this puts it back in the Republicans' advantage. But I guess you can only go one way. You can't go both ways with this.
Oh, yeah. The Democrats are total hypocrites. You know, they're fine with all this redistricting and, you know, proportionate, as long as it benefits them. But, you know, if it benefits the Republicans, then, oh, my gosh, it must be unconstitutional. We need to go fight it.
Exactly. Well, Rachel, always a privilege. Thank you so much. Appreciate the time.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply.
They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the...